Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ryan Gilliam is here, too. Ryan is a new friend. He's the managing partner at Creating Success Associates. He's a pediatric behavioral expert. He's a chief operating officer and the owner of Pediatric Behavioral Science. He's a certified professional crisis manager. He's a former collegiate football player and now a successful business person. He's the author of the new book, The Cost of Greatness. He's our new friend, Ryan. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. He's also a husband and father of two, which I'm sure are your greatest two accomplishments, right, Ryan?
By far, the things that light up and make my day are those two.
So, you transitioned from athletics to sports. I mean to business, and we see that a lot. What did you learn as an athlete, as a collegiate athlete? What did you learn all the way through that process that got you ready for the marketplace?
The grind. I think that's the main thing. I'm a millennial, and I just turned 31 in February. And the one thing I would say that millennials aren't ready for straight out of college, no matter how much education they have, no matter how if they have an MBA or PhD or whatever it may be, is the grind of getting up every day, you know, sticking to it, and coming up the next day and doing the same thing and having a better day than you had the day
before. Why is that hard for millennials?
We are.
Do you think that's a statement that applies across, not to all, but to most?
Yes. Convenience. We're a convenience generation. It's not just about our culture of kind of fast food, but it goes way past that. From the standpoint of sticking to something for the long haul, just like retirement planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my generation is more of the lottery generation than it is. Mm-hmm. You know, saving over a long term. But the one thing I got from my collegiate experience was I was the captain of my football team and my track team, and I had a lot of meetings and a lot of practices on mm-hmm. top of having to get my education. Mm-hmm. So I had to do the same thing and a lot of it all the time for 4 or 5 years.
You had to be organized, and you had to demonstrate responsibility because other people were counting on you showing up not only and doing the job but on time and sticking with it.
Yep, and I also did internships and had a job. So my one of my college mentors, my main college mentor, his name is Leroy Selman, an extremely accomplished gentleman. He is one of the only people to be in the NFL Hall of Fame as well as the Academic Hall of Fame.
Wow.
He has an expressway named after him, a successful restaurant chain. And
wow.
He passed away in 2011, but he constantly would to kind of bammer in my head, Ryan, this is great what you're doing here in college, but this is how you'll be successful in business.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, you know, he not just poured into me as far as information, but he made me go around and speak to local middle schools and local high school students about the importance of education.
So he made you, he taught you how to give back.
Yep. And he was doing that to me, I slowly started to understand kind of the basic principles that helped me make him successful, help take him from one level to another, and they all boil down to be passionate about what you're doing and be dedicated to it, and don't let the peaks and valleys of life and business knock you off course.
Right.
And that's what I've tried to do, and it's worked out so far.
When you say the cost of greatness, that's the title of your book, what is that?
So in my book, I talk a lot about, you know, some of my brief success. I was a millionaire before the age of 30, owned several properties, residential and commercial, and at one time I was operating our small business, which is a multi-million dollar business, as well as I was the director of a medical center that does over $20 million in revenue a year. I was in charge of the P&L. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, I had a lot going on at 28, 29 years old. And my days didn't have a lot of time for family. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of time for my faith or anything else. And what was happening was everybody was screaming my name saying, oh, this kid is a go-getter. He's getting everything done. But my wife and my kids didn't feel that same way about me. And that was the cause.
That's a failure. That's a failure then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big one.
You were failing while you were succeeding, weren't you?
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, because a lot of my peers, a lot of my colleagues, they're so interested in making the money. They're so interested in kind of, making everybody cheer their name, the fame, mm-hmm. the fortune, mm-hmm. that they lose track of what's really important. And it took me forgetting my dad's birthday. It literally, I was closing on my first, that particular day, I was closing on my first commercial property, and I had a lot going on between all my different opportunities. And I forgot my dad's birthday, didn't call him, just completely forgot it. 3 days later, he calls me up and goes, hey, son, what's today's date? And I'm like, what do you mean, Dad? He's like, my birthday was 3 days ago. And that's when the light bulb went off. Hey, I'm doing something wrong here. So that's why we talk about in the book how we maintain our priorities and still succeed in business. Mm-hmm. Because you can do one and fail at the other.
Yeah, and managing the two of them, one of the main things is you have to decide for yourself what are your priorities. I had a moment like that with my daughter when she was a year and a half old. There was a moment literally with her where she said, she walked up to me one time. I was putting some clothes on, and she said, "Bye, Daddy." Well, I wasn't going anywhere. But when she said that, I realized that to her, I was always leaving.
Yeah.
If I put on clothes, that meant I was leaving. And I changed my schedule. I stopped doing some stuff that I loved because I realized that I was leaving her behind too much. Now, one of the issues, though, for your generation is by the time most millennials are 30, they don't have children. They're not even married.
No. We've become
about
freedom.
I want you to talk about that when we come back after these messages. You got a website for us? How we can find the book?
Yeah, thecostofgreatness.com. Just go to thecostofgreatness.com.
So check that out. Ryan Gilliam, Gilliam, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out online. And The Cost of Greatness is the book. He and I will be right back. We got some more to talk about. I'm going to ask him about old school and new school when we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.